On to news from Bahrain, Bahraini forces have once again clashed with protesters demanding an end to the decades-old rule of the Al Khalifa dynasty. Fighting broke out as protesters marched towards a police station in Sitra, an island east of the capital, Manama. Regime forces fired tear gas to disperse the protesters who were chanting anti-government slogans. Several pro-democracy demonstrations have been held in the tiny Persian Gulf Kingdom this week. Bahrain has witnessed almost daily demonstrations since its security forces began a crackdown on anti-regime protesters in 2011, in which scores of people have been killed and thousands arrested. And Manama has come under fire for human rights violations and the harsh crackdown on dissent. As an example, Amnesty International says the imprisonment of Shia activists in Bahrain is, quote, appalling. The human rights group has censored Bahrain's court's decision to hand prison terms of up to 15 years to 50 activists on charges of forming an opposition group. The authorities in the kingdom accused the founders of a group known as the February 14 Revolution Youth Coalition of terrorism. Amnesty says there are claims that some of the defendants have been tortured. The February 14 Coalition has been the driving force behind the uprising that began in February of 2011. Before we talk to Saad Shahabi, who is from the Bahraini opposition movement, joining us from London, from the Bahraini Freedom Movement, I'm sorry. Let me explain a little bit about this piece of breaking news. Israel has come out saying that to President Obama that don't be charmed by Iran's charm offensive and that Israel is lying about Iran's nuclear program. Here we're having a statement, another statement come out by Iran's foreign minister that flip-flop is going to destroy trust if Obama is going to change his stance towards Tehran based on the diplomatic overtures that have been made between the two countries. We'll make sure to give more to you on this piece of breaking news. Let's discuss Bahrain, though, with Saad Shahabi. Saad Shahabi, here we have 50 of these activists who have been given sentences of 15 years. This is getting to a point where, obviously, Amnesty has called it a terrible act. What can be done here in order to highlight the case of Bahrain more? Just Amnesty coming out and making these types of statements is not cutting it, so to speak.
Thank you very much. I believe that the stupidity of the regime has ensured that the case of Bahrain gets more international exposure. Only last week, Mr. Obama mentioned Bahrain alongside Syria and Iraq. So this is one thing that the authorities in Bahrain had not expected. Now, to put these 50 people on trial, I am one of the 50 of those 50, and I have been sentenced now together with the others to 15 years of in jail. To put them on trial for these trumpeted charges is just another ploy that have failed before and is going to fail this time. There is no point of imprisoning half the population and putting them behind bars and torturing them. There is simply no point, and that's not going to solve the problem. There is a political problem. When Mr. Obama said there is a sectarian problem, the ruling family said, no, there is no sectarian problem. We agree with the ruling family here. This is the only time where we agree with them. It is not a sectarian problem. It is a serious political movement that wants to achieve change in Bahrain. But the regime continues and tries to woo the Arab votes and by saying that it is sectarian. It is not sectarian. It is a genuine national political revolution that wants to a real and serious change in the country. So I believe that the case of Bahrain is gradually imposing itself on the international arena, and that those reports that we see by Amnesty or by Human Rights Watch or by the European Union or by the countries who signed the petition, the statement 2 weeks ago, or mentioning Bahrain at the security at the United Nations General Assembly, these are all signs of exposure on the international level. So I believe that we are getting somewhere. We are heading for victory. The people's hands will really become the dominant at the end. And I don't think oppression, repression, dictatorship, despotism is going to win the day.
The big question that remains, of course, one is the U.S.'s Fifth Fleet, and the other is the relationship that the United States has with Saudi Arabia, Saeed Shahabi. Do you think that Saudis have told the U.S. to back off from Bahrain, which is why we're kind of seeing the U.S. in many instances look the other way? I mean, I think it was up to Saudi Arabia that would have had a one-man presidential election like they did in Yemen, which was approved by the U.S., but they can't do that in the case of Bahrain. Is there a case true that Saudi is telling U.S. to back off from Bahrain?
Well, the Saudis have been asking the United States and their allies in the West not to take any interest in Bahrain. Leave Bahrain to us. Let us go. Let us occupy the country. Let us send our arms. Let us destroy their mosques. Let us rape their women. And you have nothing to do with it. Otherwise, we will not give you back the billions of dollars that we get in money for oil. But has that worked? I believe there is a limit to how much the Saudis can influence the West. There is, at the end of the day, there are people who are being killed, who are being tortured. There are international bodies which are talking about the plight of Bahrainis, and the Saudis can only influence to that extent. Other than that, the Saudis themselves are under fire now for violating the rights of their own people in a country where even driving a car by a woman is not allowed, and according to one of their sheikhs, that it can cause physiological change in the woman's body. These really stupid comments cannot really cut ice with the world, which is looking forward to the democratization of the world. Of course, the West is hypocritical in this aspect. It doesn't want to see democracy in the region. But at the end of the day, the sacrifices of the people will impose themselves, and that the Saudis do not have and should not possess the ultimate power or veto power. They have lost in Syria. They are losing in Lebanon. I don't think, and they will be losing in Egypt, where they staged a coup against the elected government. So I don't think the Saudis is an alternative to democracy. Money is not the only thing in life, and the people's stance, their courage, their blood, their rights, their humanity, their dignity will dominate the scene at the end, and those dictatorships will have nowhere but to go and to submit to the will of the people.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure talking to you. Saeed Shahabi there talking to us from the Bahrain Freedom Movement. Thank you.